Hello and welcome to Speed of History, show number 214. I know I haven't done a show in quite a while, over a month now. I've been busy, not motivated, that kind of thing. Hopefully I will keep cranking these out occasionally, so those of you that are regular listeners, check back occasionally. I'm not done. The reason why this one came together was because I came up with a pretty good idea for a show. I started off with a band called The Negatives, doing We're From Bradford, and they were from Bradford, of course. That's from a 1979 recording session, but it wasn't released until much, much later on one of the Bored Teenagers comps. And I started with them because of I got interested in another band from Bradford called Violation. Violation was basically pre-Southern Death Cult, and they recorded like a 13-track demo in 1981 or something like that. And I thought I had a song or two of theirs, but obviously I didn't. I've looked around and I don't even know if this thing even exists anymore, but I'd love to hear it. But because of that, because of looking into this band, I realized how incestuous this entire scene was. So this is going to kind of track that. It's not chronological and it's kind of a mess, but I'll try to explain as best I can as I go. So I'm going to start it off with the Southern Death Cult and just explain it all as I go on.
You wanna be, see the world how they want you to see. fashion. You know you're 2 weeks out of date.
Small generation.
Put your body in at the bait.
Fashion.
Can't you see I cut my hair?
Small generation.
What I am is what I wear. You know we got the education and we got sophistication and we know the scene. We got it interesting cause the planning doesn't really matter to us what they mean. Got the right opinion, it's the one to say. I'm gonna be a somebody, I practice every day. Living with my death in a fashionable way. Fashion, you know you're 2 weeks out of date.
Small generation,
put your body in at the bait. Fashion, can't you see I cut my hair?
Small generation,
what I am is what I wear. Weapon just to put you right down. If you don't know the rules, then you better leave town. God and the devil and redundancy. It's a world full of shitheads, or is it? Is it just me? You know we've got the education and we've got the sophistication and we know the scene. It doesn't really matter to us what they mean. We've got the right opinion, is the one to say. I'm gonna be a somebody, I practice every day. Living with my death in a fashionable way. Fashion, you know you're 2 weeks out of date.
Small generation,
put your body in at the bait. Fashion, can't you see I cut my hair?
Small generation,
what I am is what I wear. Fashion.
Fashion. discussion of votes apart. Plastic love is plastic art. Plastic guts was just a start. Plastic crap and kids going for. I'll come, you can't undo what you've done. All the shots heading through the air, and you love now, but you'll be there. Because I come down, I stammer your face, but I suppose my never left, never touch you there.
So as I said, I began that one with the Southern Death Cult doing the song The Crypt, which is off of a self-titled collection of their stuff. It came out in 1983. I think it was probably recorded a year or so earlier. Anyway, that was a Violation song, which was basically re-recorded and with new vocals. Southern Death Cult formed from Violation when they met Ian Astbury. Next, I played New Model Army doing a song called Fashion, not the same song. That's off of the Bittersweet Flexi 7-inch from 1983 as well. And the guitar player from New Model Army played a little bit with Violation, at least one show, he said, which went horribly. But New Model Army was closely related to Violation at that time. Next, I played The Pack from 1979, doing Brave New Soldiers. It features Kirk Brandon. I will explain how he ties in a later set. And then I played The Epileptics, doing the 1970s. Were made in Hong Kong. They went on to be Flux of Pink Indians. That's off of an EP of the same name. And they featured Stan Stammers. Again, I will explain how he ties in a later set.
Looking to the future, tell me what you've
So I started that one off with The Straps doing New Age, which is a single which came out in 1981, and that is featuring Stan Stammers and Andy Sex Gang, who went on to be in Sex Gang Children. So that's who I played next, Sex Gang Children doing Beasts, which is a 1982 EP of the same name. I then played Crisis doing Holocaust off their No Town Hall EP from 1978. That features the drummer that was in The Straps. And then I played, starting to go a little far afield here because this isn't directly related, Death in June doing Heaven Street, which I believe is their first single from 1981. And that was where Pierce and Wakeford from Crisis moved on to. The drummer moved on to a different band, which I will get to in a little bit. And this, as I said, is a little confusing, but it should all come together for you. We'll be right back. So I started that one off with the Nosebleeds doing Ain't Been to No Music School, which was from a 1977 single of the same name, and that features Billy Duffy and Morrissey. But I don't think either one of them actually played on that recording. I think they came into the band right after that was recorded. But don't trust me on that. I'm not completely positive. I then played the Studio Sweethearts doing I Believe, which is a single of the same name, came out in 1979. And that was when Billy Duffy was playing with Slaughter and the Dogs before Slaughter and the Dogs transitioned into Slaughter. And it was around that time that Morrissey was actually singing with this band, but he eventually left, and this was recorded soon after. It's probably similar to the stuff they were working on, but, you know, who knows for sure. So then I played The Smiths, obviously, doing Hand in Glove, which was their debut single from 1983, and that is what Morrissey went on to. You know, we all know that. And then finally, I played a band that's going to make sense of a lot of this stuff that was in the last two sets. Theater of Hate doing Do You Believe in the Westworld, which is from their Westworld album, which came out in 1982. And that was when Billy Duffy met up with Kirk Brandon from The Pack and Stan Stammers from The Straps and Epileptics and Luke Rendell from Crisis and The Straps. See how it all ties together there. Theater of Hate, all those bands I played. Okay, so next set, I will tie everything else together much better.
Your brain. watching.
Thank you.
So this is the set where it all ties together. I started off with Ritual doing Mind Disease, which was from a 1982 EP of the same name. And members of that band went on to be in Excelsis and UKDK. But two members went and joined the band I played next, which was Death Cult, doing Ghost Dance, which is off of their self-titled EP from 1983. And that is when Ian Astbury met Billy Duffy and formed that band, the post-Southern Death Cult band with members of Ritual. The other members of Theater of Hate went on to form what I played next, which was Spear of Destiny. The song I played was Grapes of Wrath from a 1983 album, the same name, and that was Brandon and Stan Stammers in that band. And then Death Cult quickly became The Cult, so I played Spirit Walker, which was from a 1984 single, their first single, I believe. Well, thanks for listening. As I said, hopefully I will do some more shows. I don't know exactly when. I'm going to close with what happened to the rest of the Southern Death Cult after Ian Astbury kind of went off on his own. The song, the band is Getting the Fear, and the song is Last Salute from a single of the same name, which came out in 1984. Thanks, and goodbye.